closer to getting off of gasoline-powered vehicles and closer to electric. So I think it's very easy to get really bummed out because we aren't going quickly enough. I agree. But there is also progress being made. 20 years, it's too long to make any reasonable prediction. It would be of no value for me to predict.
Okay. And do you think, like, over time, Congress will get more or less functional?
That's a really good question. I worry it will not get more functional. Let's put it that way. It might not be less functional, but I'm worried it's not going to get any more functional anytime soon. That's a prediction I'm willing to make.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Thanks for having me.
How's
Have
the
a nice
weather in
day.
Zurich these days?
It's getting cold, really, but it's nice. Yeah, we have clear skies all day, and yeah, except for the temperature, it's perfect.
How cold does it get in winter in Zurich, like in January?
Oh, it really depends on the year, but not that cold. Like in the morning, it would get like -7 maybe,
Okay, minus
and
seven
it's
Celsius.
Celsius.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
we don't do imperial here,
And how much
luckily.
snow do you guys get?
Oh, that also really depends. I mean, luckily in Switzerland, you can always go to like Graubünden or Wallis and go into the mountains and go skiing there. There's almost snow all year there. And during the winter for sure, but here in Zurich, it really depends on the year. Sometimes we never get snow, sometimes we get snow like all year.
Right.
But if it can go from like 5 centimeters up to like 30 was, I think, the max we ever had here
For the
in
entire
Zurich.
season or per storm?
No, it's there would be like one big snowstorm,
I
and it
see.
would snow for a couple of days, and there would be like 10 centimeters for maybe a month
Got it. Got
or
it. Got it.
so.
Well, it's a fan. Do you like living in Switzerland? I've enjoyed my time there so much.
Yeah, I mean it's really great here. I mean, standard of living is like outstanding, of
Yeah.
course. And we have yeah, school has been great for me. I've enjoyed so many opportunities to do whatever I wanted to do. Yeah, I really like it here.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on living in Switzerland, and I really appreciate the call.
Thank you very much. Have
All
a
right,
nice
very
day.
good. There is Nicholas from Switzerland. All right, that's all the time I have for today. We'll take a break. We'll get to your emails momentarily, and we will take live calls again very soon. Before you know it, we'll be speaking again. All right, let's get into this week's mailbag. You can email info@davidpackman.com to participate. Please don't abuse that email address. We'll just block it. We have many people whose emails are filtered directly into the trash because they email us too much, or into a folder we keep in case law enforcement ever asks for emails from people. Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. Maybe stories to tell someday about that. No, but in all seriousness, don't abuse it. Okay, info@davidpackman.com. Let's jump right into our first email. First email is from Alexander, who says, "I'll just get to the point. You are a loser and always will be. Lost in space, sleepy Joe Biden and his administration opened the eyes of so many that voted for him by all of his screw-ups since taking office. And now realize what a stupid mistake it was to have believed the lies of his campaign message. 2024 is just around the corner, and once again, America will be great again under the leadership of President Donald Trump." I disagree with the characterization of what Trump's leadership would be, but I don't for a second take issue with the very real possibility that Donald Trump will be president again. This country is dumb enough to do it again. They were dumb enough to do it once when it was obvious it would be a disaster, and it was. And they are clearly eager to do it again. So it's going to come down, as it often does, to turnout. There will be, no matter what Trump does between now and 2024, other than maybe die, and even then they might still put him on the ballot and vote for him. No matter what Trump does between now and 2024, there will be tens of millions of people, just like the guy who emailed me, who will gleefully vote for another 4 years of that insanity. So we need to be prepared. I disagree, it'll be great, but the emailer is absolutely right. you very well could see Trump again in 2024. And that's a very scary, scary thing. Here's another very aggressive message. It's I'm going to read it as written. OK. And yeah. Well, well, gay Jews boy. Ever thought that the man you hate so much is the peacemaker in the Middle East, ye Trump? No, you are so full of hate and beside that, so stupid not to see what his, what this dementia Joe Biden is doing to the USA. Never a single word from you about the laptop full of sex with underage girls, the money scam for the big man. From the Ukraine, flying the Air Force One, the can, the private deal made. The Biden family is the most big crime family ever in the White House. Then he cannot speak one good word after the other one great.
Into this shape, it's taken magic to a primitive new place. Watch them run, although it's the minimum heroic. We hunch together in one chair out on the deck, in snow that froze and fell down on the modern set. It looked as if I picked your name out of a hat. Next thing you know, you are asleep in someone's lap. Watch them run, although it's the minimum heroic. We queer. That's when we grab a hold.
Good evening and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. I'm DJ Chris Wired. You were just listening to The Bleeding Heart Show by the New Pornographers off their Twin Cinemas album. We got a lot of good stuff, I think, here for you tonight. New music from Japanese Breakfast, some old music from Ages and Ages, Jayhawks, Fruit Bats. I think a lot of good stuff. So I think we're having some fun tonight. But first, let's take care of a little business.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I want to tell you about a couple of other shows we have here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Aggregate Sound, a multi-genre mass of music with Next Page at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen, have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring a meatless recipe, an organic wine, and a thoughtfully paired playlist. Tune in every Monday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, so those are great shows, but let's get back to this one we are having here right now. I promised new music from Japanese Breakfast, and that is what I'm going to deliver. They have a new album called Jubilee out. This song is called Be Sweet.
Feel the night passing by like a mistake. attachment at all. I only want to see it as it is. I know even my pulse, it'll pass. None of this is gonna last. I treat it like it ain't even mine, so I don't ever need to react. Only so much I could fit in my pocket, and no one's ever mind the control. Not even once had I ever attempted to know.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear. Someone come and take you home. Waiting for a breakthrough. What will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain. Save it for a rainy day. Save it.
That was Patty the Wanderer with Worldwide. Before that, Fruit Bats with Rips Me Up. The Jayhawks, Save It for a Rainy Day. Ages and Ages with As It Is. And we started the whole thing off with new music from Japanese Breakfast, Be Sweet.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millville, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, so we have more new music here. This is Rich Rath Project 313. He was the guitarist, I believe, one of the songwriters of REO Speedwagon. This is a song called LA Is Mine, and I think you'll see why it's very similar to REO Speedwagon.
Ready is mine. passing. Mind the time, the clock. Oh, where to go, when to stop? Oh, not. You won't see me again. I've heard it once or twice. Too good to know.
Ain't like anybody's gonna know. That bird starring in his Brecon Beacon's Broadway debut. Glass birds reporting Monday mornings is nearly due. And sad bird drains acid rain from the plastic moon. Blackbirds at the bottom of the staircase too. But this bird's a castaway, and this bird's a throwaway. But this bird's another day in the back of someone's mind. Two birds blindfolded on a Japanese TV show. Who birds a double-decker dodecahedron dough? And you birds 30,000-pound watercolors gotta go. Blue birds, another one.
Bye.
That's Royal Headache with Down the Lane. Before that, Novelty Island, This Bird. The Shazam, It's Doomsday, Honey. Kingsborough with Subtle Lies. And we started all off with new music from Rich Rath Project 313, L.A. Is Mine. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9, with an encore on Tuesday afternoons starting at 5, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, let's jump back into it. We have a song by the Easy Beats, A Very Special Man.
Yeah.
That was the band Smokey with In the Heat of the Night. Before that, the Lemon Twigs with I Want to Prove to You. And we started that little set off with the Easy Beats and A Very Special Man. Well, I think that's just going to about do it for breakfast for dinner this evening. This has been DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining. I want to remind you there's an encore presentation of this very show on the upcoming Wednesday here from 5 to 6 here in WRCT Pittsburgh. So if you missed the show, then you're probably hearing it on Wednesday. Anyway, that's encore presentation Wednesdays at 5. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band called Wanderlust and a song I Walked. Thank you for joining me this evening, and we will see you next time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Municipal Station again presents Folk Songs of America, featuring the great Negro minstrel of Louisiana, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. And today, Leadbelly has as his guest the Oleander Quartet. Last week, Leadbelly sang a Suki Jump tune called Chicken Crowing for Midnight, and It's Almost Day. Well, we're going to hear that one again. And if you want the words, just write to Leadbelly in care of this station. We'll send you a copy. Okay, Hughie?
Chicken crowing for midnight. Down in my home, they dance to sucker jumps all night. And when the chicken go to crowing for midnight, then everybody's fixing to get away. Chicken crowing for midnight, and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight 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 and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day.
Leadbelly and the Oleander Quartet are featuring blues today. Blues are the songs which really belong to the Negro people. All their troubles, their heartaches, their loves and sorrows make up the material for the blues. Leadbelly's going to sing Blues in My Kitchen and Blues in My Dining Room.
And this is Blues in My Kitchen, Blues in My Dining Room. Where that come from? My wife's in the kitchen. She's cooking breakfast. I'm sitting in the dining room, and she's singing the blues. And that gave them to me, and that brought sad news. And I had to think about it. Now I'm going to sing about it.
Blues in my kitchen and my dining room. Better tell somebody they better come here soon. Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. You better tell somebody they better come here soon. When you lay down to sleep, don't you sleep too long. You can't ever tell what is going on. When you lay down to sleep, Lord, please don't sleep too long.
I was my kitchen fire, but wake up once in a while.
Cause you can never tell what is going on. You go to bed early and early rise. It will make you healthy, wealth and wise. If you go to bed early, Lord, and early rise.
Yes, it will.
It will make you healthy, Lord, wealth and wise.
All right, come on, talk to me a little bit.
Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. Better tell somebody, they better come here soon.